It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
And it is always a great morning when we can check in with CYO, talk a little youth sports. Joining us this morning is Connor Garcia with CYO Camp Howard. Connor, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, David. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's great to talk with you again, and it's great to see some sports coming back. So let me ask you this quick question, because this is going to really depend on how the interview goes this morning. So you and I, we're lining up at the starting line, and we're going to run cross country. You're going to let me win, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
I'll pace you for the start, and I'll let you take home the glory. How about that?
There you go. See, it's going to be a great interview right now. Way to go. So you were a runner, correct? Or maybe you still run?
I do run occasionally, not as much as I used to. I ran for Valley Catholic High School, and then I ended up running up at Carroll College in Helena, Montana.
Wow. I love it. So cross country and track both?
Did them both. College, it's a year-round thing because they have indoor track in the winter. And, you know, in Montana, you get all that snow in the winter. So
right,
it's a lot better running inside.
Yes, that's for sure when there's snow on the ground. So what was your event in track and field?
In track and field, I did the 5K quite often in college. So that's 12 and a half laps around the track. So it's a real exciting event, but it is fun.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic. And so, you know, the Olympics going on right now, you following some of the Olympics? You going to follow the track and field?
Oh, yes. I can't wait for track and field. It's always exciting to see, you know, how the rest of the world is doing, as well as the United States and the Olympics. And, you know, I'll be rooting for Galen Rupp.
Yeah.
King from CYO Sports. So
that's right.
Wishing him the best of luck as well.
Yeah, that's great. In fact, we just aired a Galen Rupp interview earlier last week as he was preparing. We had talked to him leading up to the Champions of Faith dinner a couple years ago. So it was great to talk with him again and kind of look back at his career and now again going to be in the marathon in the Olympics. So, you know, before we talk about CYO cross country, wanted to mention this too, because this is coming right up on July 31st. It is the Welcome Center Dedication Ceremony up at Camp Howard, the Elsie Franz Finley Welcome Center Dedication Ceremony. That's going to be Saturday, July 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. And that had to be postponed because it happened right during the heat wave when it was scheduled the first time. And so that's exciting to see that happening again on Saturday.
Yes, and the Welcome Center is absolutely gorgeous. I had the fortune of going up and getting to see it kind of be put together, and it just came together so beautifully. So I hope some people get to get up there and see it.
Yeah, that's great. Again, Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. up at Camp Howard, the L.C. Franz Finley Welcome Center Dedication Ceremony. By the way, I believe our Archbishop Alexander Sample going to be there as well for the blessing. So that'll be wonderful. Well, let's talk a little cross country, because you had cross country in the spring. How did that go?
It went wonderfully. We got a lot of participation. It was basically our first sport back from coming back from our little hiatus with COVID. And it just went so well. We got to do two races up at Camp Howard even.
Wow.
So we got to kind of show off the camp, and it was just a fantastic venue, and we ran a Jesuit high school as well, and I think the kids had a really great time doing cross country. So we thought, you know what, we'll do it again back in the fall, which is normally when cross country is run.
Right, right. So it's great that it's coming back for the fall. Speaking with Connor Garcia with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization as we get ready for a little CYO cross country this fall. So let's talk about some of the details leading up to registration. So how can folks register if they want to get their kids registered for fall cross country?
Yeah, so they can go to cyocamphoward.org. And on the website, there'll be a link that will show them clubs that are offering CYO cross country. And if their club doesn't offer it, it will have a redirect to a neighboring club that they can participate with. And of course, we take people from outside of the Catholic schools as well. if they'd like to run with us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, good to know. So talk about the age groups now for fall cross country.
Yeah, so we're offering it for third through eighth graders. And for those third and fourth graders, they can run the 1,500 meter. And for the fifth through eighth graders, they can run either the 1,500 meter or the 3,000. And we're even adding a little wrinkle this year, and we're going to be offering a 600-meter kind of variant for those who kind of want to dip their toe in the cross-country water.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Give them a little shorter distance to give it a try and see if they like it. Then they could always move up to some farther distances.
Yep. Yep. It's great to get out there, and it's way different than running on the track. You've got hills, you know.
Yes, exactly. So with the fall meets coming up, what days are you going to do, and when does practice start? Can I give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the time frames here?
Yeah, so practices can start August 16th, and first practices depend on what your school is kind of doing. But the first meet will be September 11th, and we'll be, so that's a Saturday, and we'll be doing it four Saturdays in a row. So September 11th, September 18th, September 25th, and then October 2nd. And we'll be running at Valley Catholic High School, LaSalle High School, Sherwood High School, and then, of course, at Camp Howard. And I think it's really cool that we're running at Camp Howard in the fall because we kind of get to show it off
right. In
kind of our off season. And I just want to give a big shout out to Karen Von Borstel, who's up there year-round making sure the camp looks great and beautiful. I'm glad we kind of get to show that off in the fall as well.
Oh, yeah, that would just be beautiful to go up there and run during the fall months. Connor Garcia, he is with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, talking a little fall cross country with CYO. I want to go back to Camp Howard and tell me what the course is like up there, because it's such a beautiful area.
Yeah, so they start on a big field down by where the slip and slide kind of is in Cougar Den. It starts in a big field, and then you start running across the field up a big old hill, and you kind of get to do a tour through camp. You go past the Welcome Center, which is now fully built in the spring. It was still being finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get to go past the dining hall. And depending if you're doing the 15 or the 3, you'll go out to the campfire where you get to see beautiful Mount Hood off in the distance. It's really beautiful. So you kind of get to run through all of Camp Howard. And then you end up coming back and finishing at that same field.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, that is fantastic. What a great course that would be to run on. Again, it is CYO Fall Cross Country. Registration now, third through eighth graders. Get signed up, get ready to go run. Connor Garcia with the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization. And again, just a reminder, coming up on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. 1 to 3 p.m. up at Camp Howard. It is the dedication ceremony for the Elsie Franz Finley Welcome Center. Connor, great to talk with you again, and thank you so much. And I know we will catch up here in the days ahead.
Thank you, David. I hope you have a great day.
You as well. God bless.
God bless you.